You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Andy Holding taking a look at a 7-race programme for you at Navan this afternoon on this Sunday, February the 18th. We haven't got too many runners here this afternoon at the County Kildare venue, but what we have got is quite a bit of class spattered around the card, particularly the two Grade 2 races at 2:20 and 4 o'clock, respectively. The best race on the card indeed is that novice chase, where five really smart young fence chasers go to post there for that 3-miler.
Race 1.
There are one or two decent-looking betting opportunities, particularly in the first race, which is a two-mile maiden hurdle coming up at 150, which we're going to look at first. And you could easily make a case out for quite a few here. Palisade is obviously going to be very popular. He was a decent horse in the flat, as we know, with Sir Mark Prescott. And he won a charity race in the hands of Norman Williamson on his first start for Gordon Elliott back in October. He then made his maiden hurdle debut at Nace over 2.3 miles, and he travelled really well in that race, but just plain and simply didn't get home after a crunching mistake at the last. That said, you look at the horses he was up against that day, the likes of Next Destination, who's one of the favourites for either the Ballymore or the Albert Bartlett. Paloma Blue, I think, is third or fourth favourite to win the Supreme Novices Hurdle, having chased home Sam Crowe the other day at Leopardstown. So you could argue that Palisade, albeit in defeat, ran up to a fair standard. The only problem is sometimes he doesn't really convince with what he finds off the bridle for pressure. Today will definitely be the day where we'll find out a little bit more about him, because he's dropping back to a trip which should suit based on his run last time out. But he does face a horse who sets a reasonable standard for me, and he's very much the form pick, particularly on my time figures. He's got the three fastest times in the shape of Dis Donk from the Narmead Stab. But this horse finished second in what has turned out to be one of the most informative and most strongly run novices hurdles run in Ireland so far this season. It was won by Speakeasy, who unfortunately flopped next time out behind Sam Crowe in his next run. But you look at all the other horses in that race. Scarpetta has won easily since, the third. Play the Game, the fourth, has won. Riders on the Storm, he bolted up next time out at Navan, and even Dortmund Parker was 6, has won a couple of races since, including a Grade 2. So we're dealing with a very, very hot race there. His previous two runs at Down Royal and Thurl has also come up in the figures. If he runs anywhere near the level that he did when chasing home Speakeasy, he's got to go very, very close. He's around about 3-1, 7-2 this morning, which doesn't look a bad bet. Actually, one or two people, include myself, will probably even look at this horse from an each-way perspective, and I reckon we can get stuck right into Dis Donk in that first race.
Race 2.
On to the 2:20 then. Only a couple of horses really matter here on all known form, unless the blinkers work the oracle on Lieutenant Colonel for the first time, because we've got Bopom and Diamond Kushwa matching strides at the top of the market here. But the clear pick for me is Diamond Kushwa. He's a real improver, this horse. He absolutely bolted up in a handicap, the Tara handicap, back in December, very, very easily, beating a good field in a good time figure. And then he was pitched into Grade 2 level the last time we saw him, down in Garran, the Galmoy hurdle. And once again, he's run way beyond his market expectation with a good run in third, not getting beat too far by the durable presenting Percy and Augusta Kate. Now, he's rated 143. I think his UK rating will go up a little bit more than that. So I'm not sure what connections are thinking of here, because he's entered in the Per Temps qualifier, this horse. He's actually qualified for that race. So whether they'll decide to go down the graded route or go handicapping, I'm not really sure. But a lot depends, of course, how he gets on today. I think he'll probably just outstay upon myself. I know the step-up in trip might just suit William Mullins' charge, but Diamond Kushwa just seems to have a little bit more about him, and the fact that he's won over this course definitely tips the balance of power in his favour. So Diamond Kushwa, the pick in race 2.
Race number 3.
A On to the first of the competitive handicaps then, coming up at 2.55 over 2 miles. And there's no arguing that De Benno could be very well treated here. This horse won a very valuable race down in Limerick over the Christmas period, beating a good field in a good time figure. And he was second behind Nearly Narmed, who bolted up the next time out at Ferry House in a very good handicap chase back in the early part of December. He didn't run too badly last time out in, again, another big field at Leopardstown the other day. And off his lightweight of just 9.13 with Trevor Ryan, his regular parent, taking another four off. Off a mark of 98, this horse is 120 rated, also over fences. The 13-year-old could be let loose and I presume he'll make the running. But Grand Partner's got a really fantastic record at this track. He's never been out the frame in four starts. He was third behind Diamond Kushwa the last time he ran here in over a distance with just stretched his stamina. And he was third in the big handicap at the two-day Leopardstown meeting when we last saw him behind off the well-handicapped Off You Go. So quite clearly this horse is taking a drop down in grade here. He comes out really well on my numbers. And it's simply hard to see Grand Partner not running his race here. So I think he's the each-way alternative to the favourite.
Race four.
On to the 3.25 then, and the thing that surprises me about this race this morning is the betting here. I've got Robbie DeMarner well clear on my numbers. He's got the three fastest times in the book, all coming on his last three runs. Particularly that run last time out at Down Royal in the hands of today's pilot, Davey Russell, when he looked as though he got the short price and well-fancied Gooseman cooked. Unfortunately, he made a bad mistake at the last one. Not necessarily a bad mistake, but rider and horse just had a disagreement. Davey saw a stride, the horse put down, and unfortunately, the die was cast and he let Gooseman back in on the running. But prior to that, he'd won well enough at Punchestown, albeit his main market rival fell at the last. The only negative I could see was that he's 0-5 going left-handed, but to be fair, he's probably improved quite significantly in recent times, and he didn't run too badly here over this course and distance three starts ago in fifth behind Size Entertaining. Now, the big gamble of this race is Drum Come A Lad. It rather surprises me a little bit, albeit he's run quite well over fences on his first two runs behind the likes of Tycoon Prince and Bunk Off Early and Live Love Laugh. So you could argue receiving £7, he should win this, but I do think Davey Russell's got a good chance of dictating matters from the front, and we know the figures are in the book for this horse, Robin DeMarner. And at the prices this morning, 13-08, 7-4, I think he's a really good bet to floor the gamble there.
Race 5.
On to the best race on the card then, without a shadow of a doubt. Unfortunately, we've lost jury duty, but we've still got plenty to talk about here, because the race that was won by Moulin Avant when he beat jury duty and Moss Bank is arguably the key form line coming into this race, because Moulin Avant didn't jump particularly well in the first time blinkers, as is his wont. But his stamina very much was the key component to that victory that day. And if he could just learn to jump a bit better, I think this sort of horse, Moulin Avant, has got a seriously big engine. The fact that he managed to make so many mistakes and still win suggests to me that he's been very much underestimated here in the market this morning as the outside of the four. I actually think he'll confirm, not necessarily form, because Moss Bank fell at that, but I think he would have beaten that horse anyway, given the way he started in the run. I can't understand why he's double the price. The obvious danger is Mom Beg Notorious, who deservedly is favoured off the back of his win in the Thyestes and a very good speed figure. He got beat very easily by Moulin Avant by 18 lengths early on in the season. That's one of the reasons why I can't understand why Moulin Avant is such a big price. So the way I'd probably play this race is I'll have a decent bet on Moulin Avant, and I'll probably just have a saver on Mom Beg Notorious just to get my stake back. So those are the only two I can see figuring in that 4 o'clock.
Race number 6.
On to the 4.30 then, which is a very competitive looking handicap. And a lot depends here on whether the stamina holds up for Lacanine Leader, because for me, she's the best horse in this race by a country mile. I think she's very well handicapped off a mark of 116. The form of that race behind Cracker Dancer is very good in a maiden hurdle at Limerick. Her maiden hurdle run here over 2.5 miles has been boosted by several out of that race, and she really quickened on demand last time out when joined by Lorena in what looked a very good mare's main hurdle on paper at Ferry House last time out. Up to now, I can say her best form's over two. She is a former point-to-point winner, so hopefully with a little bit more strength and conditioning, she will get today's trip, because, like I said, I think she's a very well-handicapped horse.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and Once again, we've got a short price favourite from the William Mullins stable, and the market's very much speaking in the favour of Seminster, who is a or comes from the family of Pontiep. So hopefully the test of stamina this race will require this afternoon will be very much up this horse's straight. Second in a bumper, of course, behind Manila Encore, who has been doing some good things so far this season over hurdles. Looking at the others, while Master of Tara was a little bit disappointing the last day, you can certainly make a case out for All for Joy, having finished second behind Clinton Hill last time out at Thurles. But it all revolves around Seminster. If he's good as what they reckon at home, then he should take a good deal of beating in that 5 o'clock. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, February the 18th. Hope you can join me again on Friday, when we're going to be taking a look at the usual 8 race fair from Dundalk. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.